Hello, I'm Leon Thompson and I'm joined by Nick Hex, Project Manager for the Central Government Team Performance Reporting, and we're going to be talking about the latest Audit Scotland report, Performance Management in the Scottish Qualifications Authority. So Nick, what has this report found?
Well, we've found that the SQA has recovered from the problems it faced in 2000 and its customers and stakeholders have confidence that it's able to fulfil its core functions. It's achieved this through the close management of its processes and products, led by its board and its executive team. This has helped take the SQA beyond simple recovery and into a position where they're demonstrating a commitment to continuous improvement. While this represents good progress, though, we believe that the SQA can still improve further. We've identified that there's a need for the board and senior management to focus more closely on strategic risks rather than organisational management. It's working on improvements to its performance management framework by developing a balanced scorecard, and it's beginning to understand the links between its activities and costs better.
The report makes a number of recommendations. Which is the most important?
There's no single recommendation that we consider to be more important than the others. They need to be progressed together as a package to ensure maximum impact for the SQA. What we have recommended is that the SQA should use its reviews of staffing, qualifications, portfolio and business areas to provide a more critical challenge of its products and processes. That the board and senior management of SQA should continue to develop a more strategic focus. That the SQA should develop its key performance indicators linked to its key objectives as part of its development of a balanced scorecard. We've also recommended that the SQA should continue to explore the scope for efficiency savings, including opportunities presented by the SQA's modernisation agenda. And we've also recommended that the SQA should continue to refine its work linking costs with activities in order to further improve its understanding of its cost base and to inform the setting of charges for qualifications. And finally, we've also recommended that the SQA should explore the opportunities for greater use of benchmarking to inform performance management activity. And as a group, we believe that those will be able to take the SQA forward and help them to improve.
You say performance indicators should be improved. What sort of thing do you have in mind?
Well, the indicators as they stand focus very much on processes rather than outcomes. And what we'd like to see the SQA developing is a sense of what the SQA is seeking to achieve and the extent to which it's trying to meet its objectives. Audit Scotland itself wouldn't be too prescriptive about the performance measures the SQA should develop because that's really their role. However, there are some fundamental challenging questions that they should be asking themselves, such as how does the SQA assess whether it's offering the right sort of qualifications, or are the needs of individuals, society, the economy being assessed by the SQA?
Nick, my final question relates to SQA's expenditure, which seems to have risen by 69% since 2000. Isn't this a cause for concern?
No, we don't believe it's an issue. Expenditure has risen, and it's partly as a result of the response to the problems faced in 2000, but also because the SQA is now operating in a very different environment. There's a much more diverse range of qualifications for which examinations have to be developed, set and assessed. For example, the Skills for Work initiative offers school-aged people courses to experience the world of work. The organisation is also working to modernise its products through e-assessment and e-learning. It now provides some results online and via text message, and the SQA is also developing an international profile designed to promote Scottish education and training. It's also carrying out some commercial activities to support training and development.
Nick, thank you very much.